What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. So you may or may not know, today, well, technically today, it's 25 past 2 in the morning. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I am so happy with it. And speak on that as well before I get into that. But yesterday, okay, I know this is actually no, I'm not even gonna get into that yet. I'll get into that in a minute. But so Super Bowl Sunday, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan now almost 2 years, almost 2.5 years probably. Almost 1.5 years, maybe 2 years. Almost coming up to 2. So, and this is our second straight Super Bowl. So yeah, and I haven't been a fan since we just went to the Super Bowl. I was a fan a year before that. So yeah. Just before I think, oh, is he a bandwagon jumper? No, I'm not a bandwagon jumper. I didn't jump from anyone. So pretty much, yeah, I know I'm happy we're going against Tampa Bay, but like, part of me is telling me I know we're gonna win, like, because by the looks of it, we have a younger, more kind of stronger team in a way. Like, their quarterback, I know it's Tom Brady, but he's literally out the gate, like, he's on his way out, like, as well as Gronk. Like, Gronk isn't even healthy. Travis Kelce took over that position, and so even Gronk has said it himself, he said it in his own words, that Travis Kelce identifies now as that tight end position. And we got a young quarterback that's already down as one of the greatest of all time, Patrick Mahomes. And like, he's came against Brady this year already, and he's beaten them. I don't see why we can do it again tonight. Even though I know everyone says Brady when it comes to Super Bowls and everything like that, because he's always in the fucking zone when it comes to a Super Bowl game. But like, part of me is also telling me that I don't know who's going to win this game. Because there's a part of me that's saying, yeah, we're definitely going to win this game. But there's another part of me saying, I don't even know who's going to win. Because I just don't know how it's going to pull off. Like, but the way I see it is, if Tampa took the lead, that's when Mahomes is fired up then. Because they call him the comeback kid. Don't call him the comeback kid for no reason. So pretty much, if that does happen, I can just see Mahomes switching on, and he's going to cream everybody. He's literally just going to upend everybody, because that's just what he does, like, if he comes from behind. But if we take the lead, and we take maybe a two-point lead, or even a point, even a touchdown on the field goal, we take our defense to just clutch up. We get the honey badger. We get Jones to just clutch up everybody. Hutchinson. We did it last year against the 49ers, and we came away with a pick. Kendall Fuller came away with a pick to just end the game, and we were so chuffed when that happened. And we came down from 2 scores down, and we came back and won it from running Wasp. The play that was designed for Tyreek Hill. Hell of a row. But I think I can definitely see Wasp being pulled off tonight. I have a feeling Wasp is going to be used at least once tonight. Because it's designed for Hill, the fastest player in the league. And now we have a thing that's going on now between Scotty Miller and Hill, who's the two fastest out of both of them. And Hill even said, I seen it, that he's down to give Scotty Miller a race at halftime. The Cheetah is the fastest player in the league. No way, no joke, he is the fastest in the league. And that will be proven tonight. The Honey Badger, he's going to have a beast game, you could tell already. Well, I really hope he does, and there's a, like, very small percentage of a chance that he's not going to. Because he's always turned on, he's electric. But It's not. I don't think it's gonna be an easy game though for us. I don't think it is at all. But you never know how it's gonna turn out because they've an all quarterback. Yes, they have. They have Godwin. They have Evans, and Evans is fucking what, 6-something. He's a very, very tall receiver, very physical receiver too. So, like, it's definitely not gonna be an easy one for us. Like. But we've already touched down in Tampa. We're already here. So we just... Oh, man, I can't wait. I'm nervous, though. I really am. I'm quite nervous. I don't know what the fuck is going to happen. But, yeah. Again, it'd be a big game. It will be a very big game. And then... Oh yeah, and anyway, what I was going to say was, is that yesterday, actually, I got a Doji box, and I was chuffed when I saw it. I was like, oh my god, yes! So I can watch the football, and I can watch normal football, and then I can watch American football too, and I can watch it from the season, so I don't have to pay for it, it's already there. So I can just watch the whole season through, and that's going to be so sick. So I can watch the Chiefs game. The Cardinals, I like to watch. My all-time favorite team will be the Chiefs. I support the Chiefs, but other teams that I do like to watch is the Cardinals. I like to watch the Cardinals. They're really fun to watch. We got Isaiah Simmons, DeAndre Hopkins. We got a lot on that. So yeah, that is why like I would like to watch the season, because I'll have my team to watch, and then I'll have another few games on Sunday to watch as well. Or even on a Monday Night Football. But, yeah. I'm hyped with it. I like it a lot. I really do. I like it a lot. So, yeah. And, today I was asleep at the time. So, my birthday is in 4 days. I think it's 4 days. I see. I can't even remember my own birthday. 3 days. My birthday is in 3 days. So, the only present I want? Well, I saved up most all of my money for it. Plus, like, my man all's helping me with it. It's the PS5. And I have my money saved up. All I had to do was just wait. I think for them to be back in stock. This morning, I was asleep. And they were back in stock. And when I woke up and then I found out that they were in stock, I went to it and then they weren't there and I was snapping. I was fucking snapping. I checked everywhere about 4 times. I checked even John Lewis. I checked DID. I checked GameStop. I checked Amazon, Currys. I checked everywhere for them. And they were all sold out. But they... Even when they were sold out in Smith's today, they said the expected date to have them back in stock again was February. So maybe I can get one again, maybe if I'm quick. But I was fucking snapping. I was like, oh my god, it's the only present I want is the PS5. Because my PS4 is on its deathbed. Thing, it sounds like a jet engine. Takes me forever to put in a game. Like today, tonight I was giving my friend a game of Madden. And it took me like four or five times just to get the game like to work in the disc, like as like to make it like pop up. And I was like, oh my god. And I'm getting the cheaper one. I'm getting the €400 one, because the reason why I'm getting that one is because most of my games are already on the store anyway. I only have one game that I have to put over to PS5, and that's Madden. Because the rest of my games I don't play, or no one plays them anymore, like Madden 20 and all, or 19 and all like that. But pretty much, yeah. And no one, GTA is dead. Well, I it's not dead, but to me it's dead. I don't play that game anymore. I don't want GTA 5 anymore. I want GTA 6. So I don't care about that game. And then the new Resident Evil game that's going to come out in May. Oh my god, it looks sick. It looks what, but I've seen the demo and all of it. It looks unreal. I can't wait till it comes out. I'm definitely going to buy it. So that's a must game that I'm already getting this year. for myself. So I don't know if I'd have to re-buy Madden, or I think it's like, I think I've seen it's like a fiver or something to transfer it over or something like that. I have a good feeling though I'm going to have to buy it again. But then again, I don't really mind. The only thing I'm losing is the story mode, and I don't play the franchise mode because that college thing is too fucking long. Oh, it's way too long, and they have it on like the easiest difficulty as well, so you're just fucking, all you're doing is pick sixing and scoring touchdowns instantly. It's like literally the most boring thing ever, and the game goes on for like a half an hour. They put it on like the longest quarters, and then for the longest time, and it's so fucking annoying. I didn't even finish the fourth game of college. Like, I basically, what happened was, is that when I bought Madden when it came out, I played the franchise, and then I played through most of it, and I got to the part where you switch positions. You let him go quarterback and you go wide receiver, or you halfback or whatever, where you pick, I picked receiver. It's just giving out, right now it's giving out the NFL stuff. Aaron Donald racked up 13.5 and a half sacks this season, so Aaron Donald's a fucking beast. He is a fucking beast. But anyway, I got to the bit where you just changed position, and then I didn't go back to it after that, and then it wasn't there when I went to go back and play it again like a few weeks ago, so I had to restart it. So yeah, it was very fucking annoying, because it was dreadful, honestly. So and because I'm in lockdown, I decided like I'd play through it. But I didn't even finish the first game of college. And I have bigger news, actually. Pretty much, I started a YouTube channel. And I've already uploaded on it. I've uploaded 4 videos. The 4th video came out tonight. Came out like 15 minutes ago. Basically, I'm playing Minecraft, Rainbow. The only 2 games I've played so far is Minecraft and Rainbow. But Rainbow Six Siege, and I'm going to be playing more games. Like I can play Madden, Call of Duty, Cold War, and stuff like that. But I'm playing with my friends Ethan and Nathan. Oh, it's the funniest thing ever. I go check out those 2 Minecraft videos I put up. I put up one yesterday and one today. Oh, they're so funny there. And I'm having so much fun doing it. It's really fun. If you want to know what my YouTube is, it's Jet Roulette. Write it all in together. And it should be the first video, if the first channel that pops up, it is a purple background and a green logo that says Jet Roulette. So yeah, that's my YouTube, and I'm really happy with doing it right now. It's gone really well. I'm enjoying it. I really am. Looking forward to doing more videos on it. I did do YouTube like 3 or 4 years ago. On that channel, and I'd upload, I think I had over 100 videos uploaded onto it, but I think I did YouTube full length for a year or something like that, and then I stopped, and then all the videos that were up, I privated them all. I didn't want to delete them because I had so many memories with them videos, so I was like, I'm not deleting them videos, I'm just going to put them on private so I could watch them if I wanted to. But it's not like I was going to go back and watch them. I did actually watch a few while I was deleting them. But it's just I couldn't delete them because I just had too much fun making them and had too much fun playing the games with the people I played with and stuff like that. So I wasn't going to delete them. And I'm actually getting a comment already there from Ethan, who was in the video, saying, I'm not even going to say what he said. It's one of the quotes in it. It was really funny. So if you want to go check it out, it's Jet Roulette. And share with your friends and stuff like that. I'd really appreciate that. But yeah. And with my album, pretty much, I've written a song already. And I'm really struggling to write another song because I don't know what I want to do. So I think I might just get someone to help me write a few songs, like a songwriter to help me. Because I'm not good when it comes to making up stuff. And this fact I came up with that was actually really good. I took a lot of stuff like to do it, so it wasn't straight from my brain. I'm not gonna just say it was because it wasn't, But I do want to get into, because if, like, I know if I want to do one thing, if they're going to call it a music career, it's not really a music career I want. I'm still doing acting, but I want to do like a song or something on the side or an album. The one goal I only have when it comes to doing music is literally getting my album on vinyl. That's it. Like that's the goal I want, like, and to have it on Spotify. That's it. Like, that's just, I just think it looks really cool on vinyl, and it looks, yeah, it just looks really cool to have an album on Spotify and all like that. And I'm not just gonna half ass it just to have it on Spotify, but I'm really gonna like take it and do what I want to do with it, like put in songs that I want to do and stuff like that. So yeah, that is what I want to do, and that's really what I've been up to. And I haven't done a podcast in 2 months. Is it 2 months or a month? I think it's 2 months, to be fair. And I just thought I had to get on and do an episode. So yeah, I know this is only 16 minutes long, but I really did hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Bit of a short one, but if you did, make sure you follow me on Apple Podcasts, on podcasts, and on Anchor as well, and share it with your friends as well if you would really like to. And make sure you rate my podcast. Sorry about that. Rate my podcast. And yeah, thanks for watching. That's it.